Greetings in Jesus' name this morning. It's good to be here. Have a little smaller crowd this morning, but glad to have Aaron and Mary Jane and their family here to help us out. There's some people traveling this weekend. Blessed this morning with the lessons, Brother Jake's lesson and with the Sunday school lesson, and all sort of fits together with what I would have this morning to share. As I was thinking of preparing a message yesterday, and I came to the Lord and I said, Lord, what does the church need today? I think of Peter when he was told to feed the sheep and feed the lambs. And, you know, when we feed the animals, we like to give them that which is the best thing that they need in order for proper health and proper growth. And if there's something lacking, we give them what they need to make it right. And I just thought about the entire picture of the church today and the situations that we live in. It just seemed like God told me the church needs courage. I think the churches as a whole, and I believe around here as well, there's a lack of courage sometimes. We become discouraged, and we need to be encouraged. I know, we're living in perilous times and end times, but I had to think of our Anabaptist forefathers and what they went through. They knew that for serving God, they could have their head chopped off. They knew that they could be arrested any time and killed. But how was their spirit during those times? They went to the stake singing and praising God. They were rejoicing and praising God in the midst of much worse circumstances than we ever had. They knew that their life could be taken at any time. They were living in perilous times, but they rejoiced and they praised God. They were courageous unto death. It's my challenge this morning that we would have that courage in the day that we're living. You know, there's nothing can separate us from the love of God. There is nothing. There's no circumstance, no situation, there's no person that can separate us from God. And we are walking with God and experiencing God in our life today. We have a divine presence and a protection over us, like no one else has. We are the people of God that is favored of God, and we have experienced God's presence in our lives and in our hearts. So this morning, we are living in times. I know the things of people financially being in financial straits, and people are desperate for. And then there are those that are on drugs that will do anything they want to do to get what they want. But God has promised His children His protection and His blessing. I think I'll share a little. I don't know if I shared it here or not. I shared it, I think, with a few already. But my brother Don and his family had an experience the other couple weeks ago when somebody came to the door and was banging on the door and was whining about wanting money and wanting weed, and I don't know what all was going on, but it was in the middle of the night when they were already in, when they were going to bed, and it was a little nerve-wracking, and Donnie was opened the upstairs bedroom window, was trying to talk to him and find out what was going on. And after a while, Don heard this thing of some kind of a popping sound. He just heard some kind of a popping sound, and he thought, he wasn't sure what he heard. And after that, the fellow said something. He said, "Are you shooting at me?" And he said, "No, I thought maybe you were shooting at me." It was just this popping sound that was happening. And finally, the fellow said, "I'm getting out of here." And all of a sudden, Don was just so overcome by the presence of God there. And he said, "It was the angels. The angels were here tonight. And they were making this sound that drove the man away." And his mother-in-law was in a trailer next door. And she looked over at the house. She said on the back side of the house there was like sparklers on the wall of the house, on the side of the house. She could see sparklers. It was like electric sparks popping. She saw it there on their house at night. And you know, we have much to encourage ourselves in today. We have God on our side. If we are walking with God and living in the presence of God, God is good to us. I know those things don't always happen. Sometimes bad things happen, but we can still trust in God with great courage and great confidence. When I think of courage, I always think of Joshua. I think we'll start with reading in Joshua chapter 1. I have a lot of scripture to read, and it's basically a lot of scripture to read this morning to try to encourage us in the things of the Lord. Another thing that I think about is I know we see those that have turned back and have gone. They got discouraged and turned away. We've had those among us that have turned away. And I'm amazed at how they are so unfulfilled and unsatisfied and discouraged and defeated. The world doesn't satisfy. There's nothing that's going to satisfy like Jesus Christ and the walking with God, the experience of God in our lives and in our hearts. It's the only thing that's going to sustain us in the times that we're living. And it's a beautiful thing. It's a wonderful thing. It's a joy and a peace and a satisfaction that can take us through every situation in life. Joshua chapter 1 says, "Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass, the Lord spake unto Joshua the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant is dead. Now therefore arise and go over the Jordan, thou and all this people, into the land which I give thee, even to the children of Israel." We see the children of Israel had much reason to be. They were discouraged in the desert, in the wilderness. They were discouraged, and many of them died because of their discouragement. And now many of them have died, and yet there's a few left. And Moses is gone now. Moses is no longer there. He's the one they always looked up to. He's the one that led them all this way. Now Moses is gone, and God comes to Joshua and gives Joshua this encouragement to go and follow me, and I will be with you. It says, "Every place the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness of this Lebanon, even to the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, unto the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. And there shall not any man be able to stand before thee in all the days of thy life." Wow, isn't that a wonderful promise to Joshua? And I believe that promise can be ours today, that there is no man that is able to separate us from the love of God. That's in the New Testament. There's no man that is able to stand before us. There's no man that is able to stop us from going on. There is no man that is able to come between us and God. "As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide unto the inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses thy servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. And then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. We see there is a condition. There is a condition to the promises of God. We must walk with God. We must obey God. We must live for God. We must have the presence of God in our life. There is a condition for these promises. These promises are for those that have their that are under the blessing of God and are walking with God. And this challenge I want to leave with you this morning. If you're here this morning and you're not experienced the blessing and the presence of God in your life, that you would want to experience that. Because this is the blessing and the beauty of being a child of God. And he says, have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord, the God, for the Lord God, thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Only be strong and be of good courage. This is my challenge to us today in the midst of the times that we are living in, that we be strong and of good courage, that we be not faint and discouraged as many are, but that we would exercise faith in Jesus Christ, because this is the only safe place to be. This is the only safe place to be in this time that we are living. We have confidence in God. We know He is ours. He's going to be there for us. He's not sleeping. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. As He was with those of the Anabaptists that died in their worst of conditions, He's going to be with us in regardless of what conditions we face here today. As we live our lives for Him, as we walk in faith and courage and if we are strong in faith in God, we keep Him first in our lives and we don't turn back, but that we go forward. Those that turn back have nothing to turn back to but death and defeat. Those that give up have nothing to live for. There's nothing there. There's nothing there to live for, but only sin, only judgment. Sin and judgment, the judgments of God. But those that have faith, those that are strong and courageous, are going to endure unto the end. They're going to experience the joy and the blessing and the power of God in their lives today and every day. Turn with me to Psalms. I have a few verses here that I want to look at. Psalm 60, verse 10 says, wilt thou not, O God, which hast cast us off, and O thou God, which dost not go out with our enemies, give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of men. It says, through God we shall do valiantly, for He it is that shall tread down our enemies. God shall do valiantly as we allow God to have the free course in our life. Through God we shall do valiantly, regardless of the circumstances around us, regardless of the situations, regardless of the defeat that many people experience, that we put our hands and our hearts in God, we shall do valiantly. We shall experience the power of God in defeating the enemy and experience the joy and the peace of living for God all the days of our life. Verse 64, in verse 5, it says, my soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from Him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is God. Trust Him at all times, ye people. Pour out your hearts before Him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. God is our refuge today. He is our rock and our salvation. He is my defense. If we are not moved, it says, I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. As that one song we sang, I shall not be moved. Let's stand fast in the faith of the Lord Jesus and allow the power of God to manifest itself among us, that we can stand in the joy and in the glory of God regardless of the circumstances we face. God is before us. He is our God. Trust Him. Pour out your heart before Him. Pour out your life before Him. That's the need, I believe, of the church today, is to come before Him and pouring ourselves out before Him and just letting Him have absolute control of our life, that absolutely nothing held back, that we surrender everything to Him, that we surrender absolutely everything to Him, and He will take complete control and He will support and bless, and He will pour His love into our hearts and manifest Himself in our lives if we come to Him and pour ourselves out before Him unreserved and without holding anything back. This is what God is asking of His people today. Do we come to Him and pour ourselves out to Him, that we can trust in Him at all times, and we can be resting in Him, and we can be secure in Him, that we can know that He's going to take us through. He's not going to let us down. He's going to carry us all the way. He's going to be with us all the way to the end. Thank God. Isaiah chapter 40, another wonderful scripture, and 41, 40 and 41. God speaking through Isaiah. I think I'll read in verse 6. The voice said, cry. And he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass. All the goodliness thereof is the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth away, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. O Zion, that bringest good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem, that bringest good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up, and be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God will come with a strong hand, when His arm shall rule for Him. And behold, His reward is with Him, and His work before Him. He shall feed His flock like a shepherd, and He shall gather the lambs with His arms, and carry them in His bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with the young. Who hath measured the waters in the hollow of His hand? Right there. God measured the waters, the Atlantic Ocean, the Pacific Ocean, and all the oceans of the world. He measured them in His hand. And meted out the heavens with a span, and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains on a scales, and the hills in a balance. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. He measured the dust of the earth in a measure. Amazing. What a mighty God. Who hath directed the Spirit of the Lord, or being His counselor hath taught Him? God knows it all. God is above all. God is all in all. God has not been taught. He is the one who is above all and knows it all. is in control of it all. With whom took he counsel, and who instructed him and taught him in the paths of judgment and taught him knowledge, showed him the way of understanding? Behold, the nations are as a drop in a bucket. The United States, with all the people in our country and our whole nation, it's like one drop in the bottom of a bucket in the sight of God. They are counted as a small dust in a balance. Beholdeth he take up the owls as a very little thing. Very, very little thing. The islands and the nations, everything is just such a very small thing in the eyes of the Almighty God. This is our God. This is the God that saved us. This is the God that we're serving today. This is not just some God back there in the creation. This is the God of 2011. This is the God that's going to be there in the last day that we're going to stand before. Lebanon is not sufficient to burn, nor the beasts thereof sufficient for a burnt offering. Lebanon is not sufficient to burn. You know, when we do firewood, you know, we get the big chunks to make firewood. The little pieces, we just toss them out. I think that's what he's saying about Lebanon. It's just chaff. It's not worth firewood. All the nations before him are as nothing. They are counted to him as less than nothing in vanity. To whom then will you liken God, or what likeness will you compare unto him? The workman moldeth a graven image, and a good goldsmith spreadeth it over the gold and casteth the silver chains. He that is so impoverished that he hath no oblation chooses a tree that will not rot, that will not rot. He seeketh unto him a cunning workman to prepare a graven image that shall not be moved. Have ye not known? Have ye not heard? Have ye not known? Have ye not heard? Hath it not been told you from the beginning? Have ye not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he that sitteth on the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth it out as a tent to dwell in. It's God that sits on the circle of the earth. The inhabitants are as grasshoppers. We are as nothing in His sight. He stretches the heavens as a curtain. The heavens, just like a curtain over us for us to live in. It's a place for us to live in, like a tent. This is our God. God. The great God. The Creator of heaven and earth. Again, down in verse 28. Hast thou not known? Hast not heard? That the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is he weary. There is no searching of his understanding. This is our God. He's not weary. He's not discouraged. He's not sleeping. God is alive. He is active today. He giveth power to the faint. To them that have no might, He increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary. The young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings of eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Is that you this morning? Are you experiencing that courage, that strength that comes from the Lord, that we can go forward and we can live our lives with joy and peace and courage and strength. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, shall rise up on wings of eagles. Over in 41, I think we'll read in verse 10. It says, "Fear not thou, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, will I uphold thee with thy right hand for my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them, and shalt not find them. Even them that contended with thee, they that war against thee, shall be as nothing, as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not, I will help thee." God wants to take our right hand and lead us. God says, "Take my hand. Don't be afraid. I'm going to help you." That's our God. He wants to take us by the hand and lead us. He wants to help us through the rough times. He wants to help us. "So I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not, I will help thee. Fear not, thou worm Jacob. Ye men of Israel, I will help thee, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel." You know, he was saying this to the children of Israel. But you know, we are God's people today. And I believe God's saying the same thing to us today. The people of God. God is looking down and says, "Don't be afraid. I'm going to help you. Just take my hand. You take my hand and I'll take you through these rough times. I'll take care of you." God wants to take care of us. God wants to lead us through these times that look dark. It might get dark sometimes, but He says, "Don't get scared. Take my hand. I'm going to lead you. I'll help you through these times. I'll take you along with me. Follow me. Follow me. And I'll help you through these hard times." This is our God today. This is the God that's looking down in 2011. He's looking down in this church here today. And He's saying, "Don't be afraid. Take my hand. I want to lead you. I'll take you through. I'll help you. I want to help you. Don't be afraid." We have nothing to be afraid of. God is in control. God is our God. This is our God. He wants to be our God. He wants to go with us. He wants to show us a way. He wants to help us through these rough times. We have nothing to be afraid of today. Now I'm going to go to a few New Testament scriptures. Matthew. Chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. Here again we have God wants to take care of us. God wants to take care of us. Verse 25. "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life." What's that mean? Don't worry. Don't worry. I'm going to take care of you. "Take no thought for your life, what you're going to eat or what you're going to drink, or yet for your body, what you're going to put on. Isn't life more than meat and body more than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, they sow not, neither do they reap. They gather nor together into barns, yet the heavenly Father feedeth them. Aren't you more important than a bird? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit to her stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, and they don't struggle, they don't toil, neither do they spin, they just grow. God takes care of them, and yet I say unto you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. But there is a condition. Oh yeah, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, kingdom of God and His righteousness. If we make the kingdom of God and His righteousness the priority in our life, God's going to take care of us. God's going to take care of us in amazing ways. But that's the first thing, is love God with all your heart. Set your heart on God. Seek His kingdom and His righteousness. Be one with God. Because He is the creator of it all. He's what it's all about. We don't have to worry. We don't have to be afraid. Take there no thought for tomorrow. For tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. We have enough things to worry about today. Don't worry about tomorrow. We have God's going to be there to take care of us tomorrow just like He is today. It's nothing to worry about. God's able to take care of us in every situation. Philippians chapter 4. Some more beautiful verses. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. So the thing we should be concerned about, I see this all the way through here. There's one thing we should be concerned about. And that is to glorify God. And to testify for God. To testify for the Lord. To share the blessing of God in our life. This is the one thing I've noticed different places that it says that we should be concerned about. Glorify God. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God. Let your concerns, let God know about them. Tell Him about it. Pray. Commit them to God and rest in God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Isn't that what we want? That's beautiful. That's powerful. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep our hearts and minds if we have everything surrendered to Him. If we commit it to Him and we bring our cares and our troubles all to Him in prayer and supplication and rest, that God is in control of my life. And I'm going to walk with Him. I'm going to live for Him. I'm going to be all that He wants me to be. God is my God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Praise God. I love that. That's awesome. A couple verses in Peter yet. First Peter chapter 5, verse 6 and 7. It says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. He may exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon Him. For He cares for you. God cares for you this morning. 2 Peter 1, Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. According as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partaker of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. That's beautiful. And one last verse yet. Jude 24 and 25. Now unto Him that is able to keep you from falling. That's our God. He's able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy. Praise God. I'm so glad for that promise that God is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless. You know, we don't have to worry that we're going to fall, that we're not going to be faithful, that we're afraid we aren't going to be faithful. We're afraid we can't do it. We're afraid we just can't do it all our life. God has promised that He is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before His presence. Before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy. Don't worry about those things. Just walk with God today. One day at a time. It's just one day at a time. Today's the day to serve the Lord. Tomorrow may not even be. Today is the day to walk with God. Tomorrow will take care of itself. God will be there for tomorrow as well. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, and dominion, and power, both now and ever. Amen. That's our God. Is that your God this morning? If it's not, it can be. If that's not your God, it can be. And I challenge us all this morning that we learn what it is to continually rest in God, giving all our cares upon Him, and experiencing that joy and that peace and protection and provision and love and presence of God upon our lives all the days of our life. God isn't slack. He's not rest. He's not sleeping. He's not weary. He's not tired. God's right there. And we can experience Him every day, all the days of our life, regardless of the circumstances. God bless you. James.